WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of dopamine decluttering. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? You know that feeling when you're checking off to-dos left and right, but somehow you never actually feel done? We live in a world obsessed with productivity, always pushing ourselves harder, faster, more. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if true productivity comes not from grinding away non-stop, but from finding that sweet spot of mindfulness? That's exactly what we're diving into today. How mindfulness can actually supercharge your productivity, and how to find that elusive balance between getting things done and feeling truly present. Buckle up, because this is going to be a game changer. First things first, let's get real about why mindfulness matters. It's not just some hippy-dippy concept. It's scientifically proven to reduce stress, improve focus, and boost creativity. Think of it like this. Your brain is a muscle. Just like you wouldn't lift weights without rest or stretching, constantly pushing yourself without mindfulness can lead to burnout and mental fatigue. So, what are the key takeaways here? First up, slow down. Easier said than done, right? But seriously, try incorporating mini mindfulness breaks throughout your day. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? It sounds simple, but these little moments of pause can make a huge difference in resetting your mind and refocusing your energy. Second, prioritize. We all have that endless to-do list, but not everything is created equal. Learn to identify your most important tasks, the ones that truly move the needle, and focus your energy there. Delegate or eliminate the rest. Remember, it's okay to say no. You don't need to be a superhero, just a super effective you. Third, be present. This one is about putting down your phone, closing those tabs, and actually being engaged in the moment. When you're working on a project, give it your full attention. When you're with friends or family, listen actively and be fully present. It sounds counterintuitive, but by focusing on the now, you'll actually get more done overall. Fourth, practice gratitude. This might seem cheesy, but seriously, taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can significantly boost your mood and motivation. Keep a gratitude journal, or simply take a moment each day to reflect on what you're thankful for. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Finally, be kind to yourself. We're all human, and we have bad days. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble. Simply acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, true productivity isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Think about a time when you were completely absorbed in something, maybe finishing a creative project, playing a game you love, or even just having a deeply meaningful conversation. You probably felt energized, focused, and completely present in that moment. That's mindfulness in action. Now, imagine trying to apply that same level of focus and energy to your everyday tasks, like checking emails or tackling a tedious project. It might seem difficult at first, but with practice, you can train your mind to be more present even during mundane activities. Start by setting small, achievable goals. Maybe dedicate 5 minutes each morning to mindful breathing or practice focusing on one task at a time without distractions. Remember, folks, finding that balance between mindfulness and productivity isn't about choosing one over the other. It's about embracing both. By incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you can unlock a whole new level of focus, creativity, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. So, take action today. start with those small, mindful moments, prioritize your tasks, and remember to be kind to yourself along the way. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of dopamine decluttering. Until tomorrow, keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.